Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
By the way, Brett, you would have been well within your right to throw a can of tuna at that guy's head.
Oh.
Well within your right.
But he picked the wrong tuna, though, so.
Yeah, right.
But again.
I wouldn't have any.
Which brand would it have
exactly
been?
Exactly the reason. What you say is, hey, can I see what brand you have? And then give him a 10-yard head start and get him right in the back of the noggin.
Brett's on a very bad luck streak. Walking into stores.
Yeah.
You should just go into the store carrying the bag.
All right.
Check this out, Brett. You should tell like the different things that have happened because it's a ridiculous streak.
I've been in checkout hell recently where I happen to get on the wrong line everywhere I go. It's not like, oh, well, you know, it's just this store. It's so like the least offensive one was Target where the woman in front of me had a lot of stuff and rang up like $200 worth of stuff. But the woman was also behind the register there, was talking to her. Oh, this is very nice.
Oh,
this
God.
Is really good. Oh, where did you find this one? What aisle is that? I like the way this looks. This is wonderful. And then had a ton. Then the woman buying had a ton of coupons and one didn't work. And then they're trying to figure it out. And then she was actually cool about it and apologized to me for the delay.
Oh, the cashier
for taking so long. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
And the woman, too, also with the coupons, apologized as well. Yes.
And this right here is the difference between when we come down there and when we're here at home. Because what Brett just described down there just seems like another typical Monday at Target. Up here, it's like, bitch, hurry up! Don't worry about what aisle she got it from. Your stuff sells it. Just bring it up and get next.
The fact the two of them were conscientious of the fact that they were holding Brett up a little bit, very nice.
That's a miracle.
That almost makes up for it.
That's a miracle.
But then?
And then coming in number two on the list of top
check
three.
Check out hell
stories. Number two.
Number two.
Do you have Aldi in Tampa or Florida?
It's pronounced Aldi.
Aldi? Do you have that?
Yeah.
Really? Really, Sunoco?
Yes, it is. Aldi. Aldi Sunoco. Aldi.
Sunoco.
I don't know if I should trust you if that's the correct pronunciation.
It honestly is Aldi. But yes, Aldi. We do have Aldi.
So I've never been there before. I heard good things. I drove by. I'm like, oh, I'm going to go in there. And just got a couple of things. Woman in front of me got a ton of stuff as well. Then she realizes after the transaction is completed that she forgot her $5 coupon, which is expiring that day.
Ugh.
And nothing could please this woman. For whatever reason, too, they couldn't remedy it right away. I don't know why. The manager was like,
couldn't take her word for it?
No, she could, but it's like, oh, the transaction just happened, though. Let's see. What could we do? I can extend this coupon for you for the next time you come. Woman wasn't having it. But why can't you do it now? I don't understand. This is taking like 5-10 minutes. I was about to give the woman $5.
Of course you do.
Before she stormed off.
No. Not before you drag her out by her head and when she's screaming, you take the $5 and shove it down her throat.
Because you're kind of in jail, like you're trapped.
Oh, my God.
No apology there.
But you got it's the holiday season,
so
and hostilities have already set in. He would have been well within his rights to drag her out and while she was screaming, just shove $5 in her mouth. There you go. Here's your coupon.
Oh, my God.
Then she died with a $5 bill in her trachea. We don't know how it got there, but a man with a plunger was seen pushing the $5 bill into her throat.
How a simple $5 coupon turned to death. We've got that story and more next.
You could have just been nice and said, Merry Christmas. I'm so sorry you forgot your coupon. Here's
$5. I was 10 seconds away from if she didn't storm off at that moment. I would have offered it.
You got to understand the frustration. Someone who's fighting that hardcore for a $5 coupon clearly needs to save that money. Yeah. So you got to be a little tough.
Well, she should have remembered if it was that important. Transaction completed. Here's your cash back.
But and then she's like,
I have this.
Bigger picture.
Yes.
Here is a woman that you have no care about whatsoever.
No.
Making her problems your problems.
Yes.
You know.
Making it everybody's problem. There's like four people behind me, too.
And like I've always said, Don't make your problems my problems.
Well, but Monica makes a good point. It is the holiday season. Yeah. And like Brett said, he was a moment away from saying, I'll give you $5.
It wasn't,
not to demean her, but to just get it done.
Right. It wasn't because he wanted to be nice.
But like you put it under the guise of, Merry Christmas.
It was because it was give her $5 or hit her with a bat. Oh, he chose to want to say
he wasn't carrying his aluminum though.
Exactly.
I'm going to start doing it though.
You changed the story of woman dies with $5 in her trachea to nice man helps out a woman in need. It's two totally different stories.
Guess which one gets higher ratings?
It's yeah.
That one.
Right. Listen, if it bleeds, it leads.
That's right.
You know.
Come on.
It's like listen. It's just. It's a different mindset. You
just,
guys are nice. I always what do I say every time we come back from a trip down there? I come back
so
saying
pleasant.
I cannot believe how nice everybody is. It scares me.
It does.
It is scary.
It catches me off guard. I'm not ready for it.
When we go to
it.
North Carolina, it's the same thing. We're like, why is everybody so damn happy?
I'm not ready for it. I'm not used to it.
Well, it's good, though. Great. Nobody's going to attack you if they're nice. It's
agreed.
A good thing.
Mostly.
But you have to understand, like, if Brett would have dragged her outside, people would have stepped over her.
Oh, man.
You know, he's right. He's right.
It's right.
That's awful.
And they would think, at least I got out quicker. God, I have so many stops to make. Excuse me. They step on her.
Now get to the guy with the tuna can.
Yeah, and then number one on my checkout hell week.
Number one.
One.
So an older guy also buying just a few items in front of me over at Stop and Shop by us, and he realizes that he didn't buy the correct tuna on sale.
Jesus.
There was a buy one, get one free. So he's in the middle of checking things out. He realizes it midway because of how it's ringing up, and he says, well, I realized I didn't get the right tuna. Hold on. Let me just check the fly. It's circular right here. Hold on. Let me check. Yeah, check. Okay, hold on.
He's flipping through. Can't find it, right?
It's the, so Star Kiss. Wait, no, Chicken of the Sea is the one. That's the one on sale. Can I go get it? And the woman's like, oh, sure. And
that's the mistake, right?
She was.
No, you can't.
Super slow woman. She was like, oh, okay, you got the wrong tuna. Okay, go get it. Now I'm standing there. She can't cancel the transaction. She could, but she didn't. And so now I got to wait for this guy to come back with the tuna.
I mean, but how long? You weren't waiting 3 hours. You're waiting an extra 3 to 5 minutes.
I was waiting way longer than I should
have. Yeah, 3 to 5 minutes standing in that line? That's a long time.
He was gone for like
a
good 2-3 minutes.
Again, if he would have, Brett, knowing what he knows now, a little Monday morning quarterback, if he would have said, hey, let me see what tuna you have. Maybe I'll take it. Yeah, no, go deep. go deep.
See the crosswalk by the traffic?
Right.
Keep
going.
To there.
Keep going.
And it turns sideways. I want to aim for your temple.
Here comes the other one.
You know?
That's the problem.
Oh, he fell into the plants outside the front door.
But here should be the rule. You got 30 seconds. If it's on an end cap right there, you're okay.
Well,
I'll give you 30 seconds.
Yeah, if you can see it from the register, maybe.
Right.
But the rule really should be he should pay for the tuna, get all his stuff out of the way, get out of everybody's way, then go get his other tuna, go back to the desk, say, here's what happened, and work it out over there, customer service.
Right.
Get out of my way.
Or leave the tuna. Say, you know what, I'll come back and get this.
That too.
I understand it's his responsibility to make sure he has the right tuna before he stands in line. However, we're all human. And I have done that, like at Walgreens specifically, their tuna is weirded out. And when they have it on sale, I got to make sure I get the right one. But everybody makes a mistake and it ran up wrong.
Right.
And how much of a hurry? Like, what were you doing? Were you on the way taking your mom to the hospital? I mean, you're fine for an extra.
You're standing in line at a grocery store. You don't want to stand in that line longer than you have to.
Well,
your life is wasting away.
Wasting away?
Gotta go.
How about you?
Every breath is a waste in that line.
Correct.
Oh, my God.
Gotta go.
Or how do you know that extra time in line just saved you from getting in an accident when you left? You would have been in an
brother,
accident.
That's a stretch.
You don't know.
Kidding. What are you?
If it actually happened, where, oh, my God, I was going to be on that road. But good thing that guy was stupid and bought the wrong tuna.
Just
saved my life. If that happened, then I'd be a little more positive about it. But
he
was just wasting time. So, I did have patience because I didn't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
In any of these instances, I didn't say anything.
Right.
So the patience is there, but the frustration is...
You're on a bad street, bro.
...is real.
At any point, did you think about hopping onto another line?
Well, I now have people behind me. In each one of these cases, the line builds up.
Right. Of course.
And
does.
So now it's like...
It's like being in the drive-thru thing with the curb where you can't get out. But he's stuck between the gum rack and the belt, and he can't leave.
Did you have kindred spirits? Was everybody cursing this guy?
I didn't look. I just looked straight ahead, or I looked down, or I pull out my phone.
That is the worst. By the way, the worst. In line, when someone's having an issue, nobody likes it. We're all not happy about it, but let's just understand the situation's going to happen. When people are, like, stomping their foot or rolling their eyes or going,
yeah, that, like, I didn't do.
That's obnoxious. Just stop
guilty.
It. Oh, my God.
Do you make huffy noises?
I'll MF that guy 10 ways to Sunday. And to everybody else online and probably the aisle over.
That's ridiculous. What's that, not going to change anything. You're being passive aggressive.
It's not passive aggressive. I'm being aggressive.
You're being
ridiculous.
It's not
passive aggressive. I would absolutely be like, dude, are you serious right now?
Oh, my God.
Are you serious right now with the tuna? How much more is the tuna?
And then you look like a dick in that scenario. You went from this person looking like a dick to you looking like a dick.
I don't care. I don't care. I want to get out of there. Do you understand?
But you come here.
I don't want to be in a supermarket to begin with. Mm-mm. Do you get it?
Gotta go.
You come to Florida and you say that everybody's so nice and that you like
it. They are.
Okay, so just be that way there.
Can't.
Why not?
Not able. It's in the genes.
Because my genetics come from Sicily. And we're high-strung folk, and then they come to New York, and we're high-strung folk. There is no, hey, what's up? It's cool.
What would you do if you did live down here and you took your whole high-strung Italian New York attitude and stood in line and acted like a dick? Then what?
I think what would happen
There's way less opportunities for that to even happen.
With time, it would be like, you know how, like, certain animals over decades, they adapt?
They evolve.
Yeah.
You know, like maybe like frogs were one time fish, but then all of a sudden they needed to be on land, so they grew some feet and riveted all over the place.
Right.
I would be like that with time, and it would take time.
You're already 60. You're going to be dead by the time it happens.
What did you say?
Well, I mean, you're not 25.
You don't want to start dropping age jokes,
do
you?
I don't. But you're not 25, is what I'm saying.
She says by the time you're in line at Publix in Florida, you might be 60.
Nah.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Before then. It'll be
Well, the closest I came to saying something was in minute four of the 5 minute wait with that Aldi woman, where I just kind of like.
It's Aldi, like, Brett.
Is it Aldi or Aldi?
Oh, it's Aldi. Sorry.
In minute four of that, that's when I kind of put my hands down and my head down on the conveyor belt there.
Yeah. I know what's
I do the same thing. I don't say anything. And she's like, and even if the lady says, "Oh, I'm sorry," and it wasn't okay, I'm like, "Ah, it's okay. That's fine. Have a nice day."
Yeah.
But inside, I'm kind of steaming.
What's even better is they go through all that and then they pull out a checkbook.
Oh, nobody has a checkbook anymore.
You want to bet? You
want to
bet? I end up behind them all the time, especially at Costco, because now you can only use a Visa and people don't have Visa. So, you know, if you don't have a Visa and you don't have $500 in cash, they'll write a check. Which, you know, here's my rule. No, from November 15th through December 31st, it is officially the holiday shopping season. People got places to go. You got places to go. You are not allowed to write a check.
You're looking at it wrong.
Unless it's for like a utility bill. You're not allowed to write a check from November 15th through December 31st.
You're looking at it wrong. It's the holiday season. That means be extra patient and extra forgiving and extra loving towards people. And so you're allowed to do stuff and people will understand.
You would last 15 minutes here. 15 minutes.
I wish this tuna guy wrote a check. It would have been quicker.
You know,
because then he comes back with the tuna, and the woman behind the counter is trying. He might have 10 items, maybe. And so she's trying to look for the tuna to take off the list.
Really?
So you have the big computer screen right there. So I can see it, too, because she has it on her side, and I can see what she's looking at on my side.
The list is on the screen,
and I can see it right there. And she's like, where is it? It was right here. Hold on. Let me. Boop, 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 boop. Hold on. Wait. I got it. No. Wait, it wasn't it. But that's the old one. Now, hold on.
See, just feel this
Monica,
waste of his life.
Monica comes to New York, and she's in the city. You know how she's going to die? She's going to, you know those doors that are circular doors? They have like four sections. They just keep spinning around.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's going to like try and wait for somebody to come in. She's going to time it wrong.
Small Mexican woman dies in a doorway in Manhattan office building.
Somebody pushes her into a section she doesn't want to go into. Get in there.
She kept trying to be patient for people, and what happens is somebody finally pushed her out of the way in between the moving door, and she's dead.
All they care about is she stopped up the revolving door. Can you pull that small woman out of this door so we can start spinning it again?
After you. No problem.
And next thing you know, while her corpse was there rotting, every stray cat in New York City came to
think. Excuse me.
The crowd tried to pull her out, but they just, all they succeeded at was pulling her arms off her torso.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Tony is online, too. What's up, Tony? You've been through this?
Hey, hi. What's up? First of all, I love your show.
Thanks.
Awesome. And I do agree with Monica, though. Usually I don't, but sometimes people have situations out of control and they make a mistake. We need to have a little bit more patience. I was working overnight. I went to the store. I had to pick up some medicine for my son and some formula. I picked up the wrong formula because he's allergic to it. And I asked them if they could wait real quick and I go grab it. So some dude started just mouthing off. And when I got back, he kept on mouthing off and calling me a dumbass. And I ended up getting a fist fight and going to jail for it.
Oh my gosh.
I got news for you, bro. You were in the wrong.
Hey. What should you have done?
You just take your stuff and say, okay, I'll pay for this now, and then go back. And then grab the formula and then go.
Return the stuff you
don't
need.
Return it. Now you held up everybody. Now, do I think it should have escalated into a fist fight? No.
I mean, it's an accident. He worked overnight.
Do I understand? Sure do.
It was an accident. And mistakes happen. People aren't perfect. You never made a mistake.
I'm not saying I never made a mistake.
Then you want people to be patient and understanding with
but
it.
But I don't make my problems your problem. I would say, because honestly, that being that guy freaks me out. I'm like, my wife will go food shopping and we'll be the next one up, and she goes, oh man, I forgot whatever is diagonally as far away from the line that we're on. That's what she forgot.
Right.
So I will.
And they lie to you.
Right.
I'll be right back. I know right where you're lying.
You're lying.
You're not going to be right back. You're going to strand me here.
So what I will do is if it gets up to me, not only will I continue through and pay everything, I will bring it to the car and I will leave her at the supermarket.
I go faster. I help with bagging, everything, make it cool quicker.
Too.
That's good. You should, though. But, sometimes it's out of your control. But, like, you should. If you know that you did and you haven't rang anything up yet, then good. Then go back and do your thing or whatever. But if you are in it and the thick of it, then it happens, you know? What are you supposed to do?
I understand it happens.
That's too much.
I just don't have the patience for it. And if my wife decides that she, while we're online, wants to leave me there, now, if you tell me what you forgot, I'll try my best to go grab it and get back in time, but I'll have a little pep in my step. And I have a mission, one thing. Like, if you forgot cottage cheese, I'm coming back with cottage cheese.
Only.
I'm not coming back with cottage cheese, almond milk, and Captain Crunch. That's not happening.
I actually had to do that for Susan once to go find something. I'm like, I'll go get it. I took my time.
Did you?
Because I had to get one thing. I'm like, I'm never getting back in time. I'm going to let her feel the kind of the stress of standing there waiting for it.
Right.
I'm like, if I'm not back, just check out. I'll go through the thing. And I was planning on not coming back in time. I'll just go through the express
line. That's awful.
No, that's awesome. Go through, get the order done. I'll be over there by the express line. Then you don't hold anybody up.
Right.
It gets done. Everything's good.
See?
No running back.
Malicious.
You can't get through the registers because there's lines. We've got a chain across the one that's empty. You can't get by.
Lines are a fact of life. You have to stand in them. And you're not wasting your life. That's a little bit dramatic. You're not wasting your life away waiting in a line. It's just part of the process. And you know what? It's a holiday, so they're going to be longer.
Yeah.
Well, time to be nicer.
Don't want inconvenience other people. That's all. And poor Brett's been in checkout hell. This poor guy.
Yeah. That's just a string of bad luck right there.
Sure is. That's a bad string. Every story goes into lately. Good luck, Brett.
Well, we got a bunch of people on hold. We'll, Aries says Monica's part of the problem.
Oh, no.
I don't disagree. We got Jimmy on hold, too. All right, we'll get to your calls when we come back. 800-771-1025, 727-579-1025. We are Roger and JP on 1025 The Bone. Real Raw Radio. We'll be right back.
Brett, our producer's horrible luck getting in checkout lines. Like the last week or so, Brett, would you say, Brett?
Absolutely.
Like three or four instances where it was
horrible.
It's
been all in a row, too.
It's even more so than his luck. It's just people's overall bad habits.
That's the main thing.
Right.
Their bad habits equal my bad luck.
Right, and we're here to correct it.
Well, maybe this time of year is just worse.
So if you think you're somebody who misbehaves on a line, pay attention. Because you may end up with a can of tuna upside your head. Aries on line one. Go ahead, Aries. Aries, you there?
Yeah. What's going on? Nothing much. Yeah. That huffing and puffing person you hear behind you in the line when you're messing up, that's normally me. The eye rolling and the, except most of the time it's mostly followed by a little profanity and stuff like that, you know, like, oh, what the F? Come on, you can't get it together, or you can't read, stuff like that, whatever. Yeah. I let the lady have it at the bank on Saturday. She's standing there. The line is totally full. Everybody's there super early because they're trying to get people that had to work on Saturday. They want to get their transaction done. She's sitting there talking with the lady. Oh, yeah, this and that. Have you seen Diane? Have you this and that? So I just blurted out. I said, you got to be effing kidding me, right? Obviously, you know this lady. Obviously, you know her. Y'all can call her. I said, call her later, and y'all can talk all y'all want about Diane and what she was doing. I said, I really don't care. So everybody in the line turned around. This one Jamaican dude, this roster, he just starts clapping like, hell yeah, you're damn right, let's go. Screw you and Diane. Yeah. Screw you, Diane, and her kids. I'm telling you, I have the same problem like Brett has. Every time I go to Walmart, I live right across the street. I don't even drive to Walmart because I live across the street, and I don't want to deal with the parking situation. That's number one. So I just rather walk over there, get what I got to get, and be gone. Mm-hmm. But sure enough, this lady, she was there with her kid. She said, oh, no, well, if I can't get that and I can't get this, well, can I put these two back and can I go ahead and get this? I said, the hell you will. You leave that right there, I'm going to pay for it. I was like, you're not messing up my day.
That's right.
That's why I said, and Monica, you was condoning this behavior. That's why I was like, oh, come on, you got to be kidding me. No, man. But, yo, like you said, it's going to get worse. It's the holidays, so try to stock up on what you can now, so you ain't got to deal with them idiots all the time, you know?
And remember, it's not worth a manslaughter charge.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm not trying. I don't even like bologna sandwiches. I'm not trying to go to jail. You know what I mean?
All right, Aries, good job. Good.
I'll holler at y'all later. All right.
All right, buddy. Man.
Always entertaining. Jimmy is on line one.
He is entertaining. You know what's funny? He's been one of my favorites since the get-go.
Absolutely.
He's good.
He's definitely on the top 10 listener list. No question about that. Jimmy, what do you got?
I'm just saying that there's a lot of impatient New Yorkers.
Yep.
That when they come down to Florida, you know, they expect Florida to be like New York. If the light turns green, if we don't put it to the floor, then beep, 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 you know.
So much.
And I get his about the tuna fish, you know, but remember, Florida's old people. And everybody from up north moves here. Everybody from Canada moves here, and then they expect it to go at their pace. And half the people are retired, and the other half of the people are 100 years old. So it's like, you know, you're damned if you do, and you're damned if you don't.
The one thing I will say, and the only time that I can remember that I've ever been annoyed down there, and it hasn't been on any of our bone visits. Mm. It's been like when I'm on vacation with my family, if we rented a place, whatever it is going to buy cold lunch meats, whatever it is, as the dudes at not Albert, not out. What's the
Publix?
Publix. Like, dude, you don't need to have a conversation with every single person that's online.
Yeah, Publix
that's
Deli
nice.
Is an
that's
exception.
Nice. That's nice that you're from
Very
Toronto.
Very friendly.
That you're from Toronto and this guy's from Chicago and he's wearing a Blackhawks hat. That's cute and all. But get his goddamn pepperoni and his ham, and let's move on.
But see, that's why you can't. That's why you can't live here. You know what? You say, I would be done in 15 minutes there. You would be done in 15 minutes here. You have to understand, specifically at the Publix Deli, they do take longer, but they're being friendly.
I would survive. You'd be dead.
You would be dead because your blood pressure would go so sky high. You can't take people being so nice and taking their time.
See, but there's a fine line. And I would like the friendly people too, but there's a fine line between friendly and then too much friendly when you get into that zone of hurry up.
But here's the deal. I have some deli experience. I have some deli experience in my back pocket. If you want to sit there and chat, that's fine. Let me hop over and work the slicer. Grab me the gloves. Grab me a hairnet. All right, guys, what do you want? Alpine lace Swiss? How much? You want it sliced thin? You want it thick? What do you want?
This guy's busy talking.
Half pound. On its way. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Can I get you anything? Boar's head ham? You don't want the low sodium, do you? No? Okay, cool. Again, you want it sliced thin? How much? Pound? Half pound? What do you need?
Nice.
You making a sandwich?
You could work at a deli.
Get there, money, yes. Ken.
Bang those orders out. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Or, and then they feel like they're being rotated. Like, that's too much. There's no friendliness there. It's all too much of a transaction. Let's have, hey, how are you? And then at Publix, they let you have a slice. Would you like to try this? And they give you a slice. Oh, that's good. Okay.
That's always nice.
Listen, they're not special in that. They all do that.
I'm saying that's a nice thing to do. It takes a little bit longer. You can't just crank people out.
And if you go and if I go to buy a sliced ham and I say slice it thin, I should be able to see through it.
Oh, my God. We can't all be New York deli. It's not a Jewish deli, an Italian deli. It's Publix.
I tell the guy slice it thin, and I go, by the way, where you're going to set it for slice it thin? Go down thin. Two notches.
Right.
Really? Why do you guys have to have it so wide?
Drives me nuts.
Because when you get a piece of ham, if you just want to eat a piece of ham, then it's too thick. It's like, it's
is this okay? And he hands over something that's like as thick as sheetrock. No, that's not okay.
See, that's the way I feel about it. However, Roger Butt gets it extra thin because it makes him feel like he got more. And he can get more sandwiches.
I got 70 slices.
I know this guy like the back of my hand. We go for it, but we go for it for two completely different reasons.
That's right.
Right.
Lou is online, too. And then we'll take our break. Hey, Lou.
Hey, I can't stand when you're in line, the person in front of you waits until you get all their grocery bags up and rung up before they put their debit card in the machine or they pull out a checkbook.
Right.
How about they didn't even find it yet? That's the worst. Like, what do you mean you're searching? You sat there waiting, not helping the girl, like, bag the groceries or the guy. How do you sit there and not be ready to, boop, get that thing? Let's go. Let's go.
Yeah, mine's as soon as I walk up to that machine, I put mine right in there.
Oh, do you?
I mean, how much time
do you
save?
Now you got all the snowbirds down here and they're always writing checks.
Oh, you see, you have run into that, see?
Told you they existed, Monica.
Yeah, I don't. I have not seen anybody write a check at a grocery store since 1985.
And if you are going to be that person writing the check, sign it.
Yes.
And have it written out to, like, if you go into Publix, written out to Publix, and all you got to do is fill in the money.
How much of a hurry are you
in? That's
what
my mom used to do years ago.
It's just common
courtesy. Who cares if the debit card is in there? Before, after, during, the money's still not going to come out until everything's rang up. So if you can do it first and they're ringing it up, or you can ring it up and you do it. Either way, it's still not going to, you can still have to wait for
it happens with my wife. I'm bagging the groceries. I'm like, it's
$105. Wait, you're bagging the groceries?
At the end, sure, to make it go quicker. I'm an expert bagger. If I wait for her, it'll be tomorrow.
And this is, and again, this is where Roger and I differ.
Oh, I love bagging groceries. That stuff out. I got the cart full in no time.
Here's the thing.
I look at it
like this. If we need stuff from a supermarket or from Costco, there's no reason both of us should have to deal with that trip. Mm-hmm. No reason. So it's usually a coin flip. No reason for both of us to go.
Okay.
Like, our life shouldn't suck together. You go, or I'll go. You know?
No, I don't mind if we go together. A lot of times we're out together already, and that's one of the stops.
Why can't you spend time with your wife?
That's because, you know what? If I want to spend time with my wife, it's not at a supermarket.
You don't want to do a picking out crackers and stuff?
Right, because my problem there is...
Which salad dressing?
My problem there is we go in... Here's a perfect example. I happen to like going to Costco.
Mm-hmm.
I happen to enjoy it. I don't know why. Maybe it's with the free kielbasa samples
or
whatever
it is.
Maybe
it's all the cooler aisle.
You know, the cooler aisle, whatever it is.
Cool isn't free samples. How could it go wrong?
I'll go in there. I'll say, okay, what do we need from Costco? I go in. I get whatever's on the list. And I leave. I get in trouble for not going off the list. Not trouble.
How
but
are you
I get
supposed to know what to get?
Whatever I want. Why don't you? Don't you shop around? Don't you look for other stuff? Don't you look for... No, I have a list. See, for men, shopping is not a sport.
No.
Shopping is a necessity.
It's also not a leisure activity.
Right.
not at all.
I think a lot of women, not all, I think a lot of women feel like it's almost like they get off if they find some bargain they didn't
know
about.
Well, deals are kind of cool. I'm not going to lie. And JR, here's all my, I am like, but here's my thing is I make sure it's all right before I get in line because I have so many sales combined with coupons combined with this and that I don't want it to be a screw up at the register. And then you guys are all huffing and puffing.
I have some app called Geo Coupons. So I guess whatever store you're going, it's called Geo Coupons.
What?
Yeah, well, what you got
so
here?
So you go in there and you just type the name of the store and whatever kind of coupons they have coming up. And she put it on my phone. I never use it. I never use it because I don't remember to use it. The same reason I don't tweet all the time or I don't go on Facebook.
Again, to the thing that it's not a sport for you.
I just don't think about it. She's like, but you don't know how much money you could have saved. I'm like, you're right.
I don't know.
Okay, let's put it in GP terms.
You're right.
The money that you save with Geo coupons, if you start using it, you can take that as your slush fund and start gambling with it.
Okay, listen. Enough about the slush fund. We talked about it once. It was brief. It goes back in the closet.
Got away with the phrase once.
Right.
Is that not a thing? I mean, what was that? You're supposed to talk about it?
It goes back in the closet.
Oh, I didn't know that. I don't know the rules. You could use it for whatever you wanted for your entertainment purposes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So geo coupons.
Save money.
Right on that.
Use it for what you want to use it for.
I know. I just don't remember. Like, I get a minimum of five emails a day from Dick's Sporting Goods. Mm. At least five.
Yeah, they do email a lot.
I was in there three times over the weekend. Not once did I remember to use the coupon.
See, now you're just throwing money away. See,
and they're bombarding you.
But it was like when I left, I was like, oh, yeah, I got that email. Like,
oh, I should have.
But you know what? It comes at 50% off, like orange-colored socks.
Right.
You know, it's not like 50% off of something.
For like three-year-olds.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have saved anyway. That's what I was saying. There you go. So, Monica, there you go. This is more of a guy's perspective. It's just how it is.
I'm more of a, I don't know if it's a guy or girl thing. I just like to save money. So I can use it for
booze.
Well,
there's that. Yeah. All right, Roger and JP. So I found myself in the
sun. Oh, yeah. Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.